Hello, this is Jim.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm good.
This little fellow calling you from number rating. How is your day going, James?
Good, good. I'm going from one meeting to the next. I saw you called a couple of times. What's going on? Did y'all get my reply, my email?
I'm just sorry, but I didn't get your response. So have you responded to me over the, you know, the feedback I shared with you with the draft?
Yeah, I emailed you back and said it reads good so far. Just tell them to keep going.
Okay, but I need to have a word with you regarding that so that I can make you understand that how important this thing is for your book. So if you want, we can schedule this call later if you're busy at this current moment.
Are you referring to the other items, the copyright and everything else?
I'm so sorry?
Are you asking me to have another conversation with you about the copyright and everything and the other items?
No, it's not in another items. It's this discussion about handling about the ISBN coverage barcodes. Because, you know, these are the basic requirements for a book. If you also know that, we give you the LCCA, Library of Congress Cognition Number. So this is what makes you register in the library, you know, on the authors in the Library of the Congress. Your book will be registered under that, in the USPTO, if you know that. So for that, that's why
I am so...
Mm-hmm.
I am very, very sorry if I am not understanding you correctly. I apologize. I'm very sorry. But so is what you want to talk to me about, does it cost me any more money?
You know, it's like totally, you know, this is a thing that is a basic
requirement. My friend. Okay. I'm not interested in spending any more money on it until I think it's a good project or a bad project.
I need to have the book
significantly farther along. If it's something that I think is a waste of money, then I'm not going to spend any more money on it.
Brother, listen to me one thing. That's what I'm telling. I'm not asking you for any of the money. I'm not asking for anything. I'm trying to make you understand this thing. Then it's your decision, either you want it or not. Because not today, not tomorrow, but in future, you will require this. Because this is a high time, because, you know, have you ever read a book?
No, I've never read a book.
Okay, so you go and take a book and just see that on the first front page, it says the copyright. You know, let's take an example in this way. When you go and buy a car, you make the documents so that in the future, if your car gets stolen or someone tries to steal it, you have the legal right for that. So basically, copyright is that for your book.
My friend, I'm an attorney. I'm well aware of what a copyright is.
Yes, exactly. And second thing, about, you know, the ISBN, it's the International Standard Book Number. It's a 13-digit number that makes your book authorized and registered in the Library of Congress, where your books get recognized into a specific genre, whether it's self-help book, romantic book, you know what I'm talking about. And same goes on
my
with
friend,
the...
My friend, I understand completely. I understand completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, this thing needs to be done because this is a basic requirement. You know, when we are doing a manuscript, we need these things to be lined up so that at the end, when the whole formatted copy is good to go, we have all those things, we can impose them, we can apply for them, and get them on the specific time because this is a long process. It takes like 30 to 60 days.
I'm very, very sorry. I must not be communicating very well. I am not interested in spending any more money until I've read more of the book and decided that it's worth any money. If I don't think it is, then I'm not going to spend any more money on it. If I think it is, then I will spend more money on it. And if I there we go. Okay, that's it.
In this situation, but what I'm trying to understand, Eugene, is this a simple thing that this is the basic requirement. That requirement needs to be catered. This is not something I am doing an upsell or something like that. This is a basic requirement. This needs to be sorted so that the book can be going on easily. This is the basic requirement. That's what I'm trying to make you understand in simple ways, sir.
Does it cost any money?
Yes, obviously, sir.
Then I'm not interested in doing it.
Okay, sir, if this is not, if you're not providing me with what I need in completion of the book, then how will we proceed further with that book? Are you getting my point, sir?
I didn't hire you to copyright it or publish it.
Sure.
I hired you just to write the story. It was very, very clear when we had this conversation when I first met. Don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. I didn't interrupt you.
Go ahead.
That conversation was had. very clearly with the gentleman when I first signed up and first paid for this. It's just for the story. And if I wanted to publish it and pay y'all to go through that process or copyright it and pay you to go through that process later, then I would. But if I didn't, then I didn't want to. Now, if you're telling me that you're not going to work on my story anymore and not honor your part of the agreement for what I've already paid you in advance for, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to go to India and fight you guys about it. But if you're going to honor your agreement and if you're going to be honorable and do what you promised, then finish the story. And if I like it, then if I like it, I will be more than happy to spend the money to get all that stuff done.
Okay, I get your point, but I need to explain you one thing. I'm not saying I'm stopping your story. You're continuing your story. We are writing the draft. Okay, sir? Understand my one thing. This is clear. We are doing that. But when we'll be delivering you the final formatted file, either you come to us for the publishing or in near future, if you want to go to any other company and make this book published, it's totally your choice. But at least you know what exactly the ISBN number is, what exactly a barcode is, and what exactly copyrights are. These are the basic requirements for your book, so that we deliver you the final complete formatted file along with all documentation and everything. Either you come to us, pay us for the publishing or not, or you go to another company, you do anything with your book. But we have to complete all requirements. Like in writing, you have to, like, take an example. When you came onto the board, you provide the manuscript, we write the draft. That's how it goes on. So when we require something from you, so sir, that's why we're asking you. Your story is not going anywhere. We are writing it that. But when the format ending will be coming, the end time will be coming while delivering you the print version of the book so that you can go ahead anywhere. You can come to us, pay us, we do the publishing, or you go to any other company and ask them to publish your book. It's totally your choice. But for that completion, I'm telling you, this is a basic requirement, James. ISBN, barcode, imprints, copyrights. You getting my point, sir, now?
My friend, let me explain to you again. I am an attorney. Believe me, I understand everything that you're describing to you more than you understand it. I am a lawyer, so I assure you I understand. I am not interested in spending any more money on the barcode, on the copyright, on publishing, on any of it right now. That does not mean that I may not want to do it later. And if I do want to do it later, then I will certainly talk to you about it before I would talk to anybody else. And if I'm doing it, late because it's not the normal way that you do it, I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. That's no problem to me.
Okay.
So either finish the story or whatever, but I'm not going to spend any more money unless I think it's worth it. Right now, the way the story is right now, it is not worth it. Not worth it to spend any. It would be a waste of money. So I want to make sure that I don't waste my money. I'm not finished. Hold on, please. Just like you don't want to waste your money. So I'm going to make sure that it's something that's worth putting more money towards, and I very much hope that it is.
Okay.
I very much hope that it is. And then I will be on board with you, and you and me will be holding hands and walking down to the barcode process, and we will be holding hands and walking through the copyright process, and probably holding hands and walking through the publication process at that time, as long as I think the story is worthy of that. Okay?
I understand that totally. Okay, one thing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your calls. You're very, very good at your job.
You know worries about that. But one thing, you're telling your story is not worth it. Okay, let me ask you one question. What makes you feel your story is not worth it, by the way? You just told me. I'm just asking a question.
Because I think, because I believe that what I'm trying to describe to you, to your team, I think I am not doing a good job at describing the feeling of what I think the story needs to be. I do not blame y'all. As a matter of fact, I think that you and your outfit, your team, has been very, very, very patient. mm-hmm. with me and very understanding. And I am very grateful. But I don't know if what I have in my head is something that can be explained to somebody adequately enough. I'm afraid. But it's also, by the way, it's also very early. I mean, we're barely past the first chapter, so I could be very, very wrong.
I understand. But by the way, let me give you an idea. If you take my opinion, if you're thinking that you cannot explain the story in a real way, why don't you go ahead for an audiobook? Do you know what an audiobook is?
Yeah, do an audiobook?
Yes. Why don't you go ahead for the audiobook? It's like that you will have to narrate the whole story. We will be taking it down. We will be like recognizing.
Maybe.
We can go ahead.
Maybe
that.
That's a wonderful.
If you're facing
that's
problems,
a wonderful.
Not and you're not feeling good in this particular story, like it's very hard for you to explain. And even I'm accepting this from my end as well. I'm sincerely really sorry and apologize to you about that. That my writers are not following the expectation of what you're expecting.
No. I don't. It's okay.
I'm understanding. I'm taking the blame on myself as well. Let's divide it into 50-50, like partners, okay? So the best idea I can give you is that let's do one thing. Why do not do one thing? Instead of writing this book, why don't we go ahead and do an audiobook?
Well, listen, that's a wonderful idea, but I've already paid for the process. So let's go through this process.
Understand one thing. You have paid me $2,500, okay? That's the process of the writing bundle package. But, audiobook, we have to go with synchronizing sessions, combining it all together, then making a complete audiobook, getting the rights and everything. So, we can upgrade the package. That price can be used into this, but, a little bit more money would be added, somewhere around $1,500. So the audiobook is good to go. You don't need anything then. That's all good to go. We can upgrade your package to the audiobook. We can use that $2,500 cost and $1,500 cost. Including that, we can do an audiobook for you.
Well, I don't think I want to do that right now. I think I'm just going to be spending more money on something that I want. Right now, I want to stick with the plan we're doing, okay?
Well, the best thing I can do for you here is I'm giving you an idea.
My friend, I've got to go. I'm late for my appointment right now. I just want to do what we're doing. Okay.
Just giving you a heads up. If not today, not tomorrow. If your heart is not satisfied, you should not go ahead with that thing. Giving you a personal advice. But if this is something which is just making you feel like you do not want to spend any money into this book, trust me, I'm telling you again, go for the audiobook. Because at the end of the day, you and I both work for the satisfaction. Either it's work, either it's family, either it's their friends. Or anything we love to do, about our hobbies or anything. But if you're getting into this project, trust me, if you're not feeling that, you cannot convey the message out clearly, just like your feelings and everything, I assure you that we can go ahead with the audiobook, and in that purpose, we can agree this package because, the writing team are also doing the hard work. And
If I want you just to simply write the book that we've all agreed to, is that what you're going to do?
For sure, why not? But...
That's what I want to do. Listen, are you going to finish writing the book that I've paid for?
For sure, why not? Where would
wonderful.
I okay. from my wonderful job?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I've got to go. I'm late for my work, so I've got to run. But
okay,
that's what I want to do.
Good time we can speak together again.
Well, I don't know. If you're going to spend the whole time trying to tell me to give you more money, then I don't know that I want to speak with you again.
No, it's not about money. It's about something else. No money, no
okay.
project.
Okay, when I wake up in the morning, I go from job to job to job to job. You're mm-hmm. welcome to try to call me anytime you want, anytime. You do not have to schedule a time with me. I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you then or if I'll be able to talk long, but you can call me anytime you want.
Okay, so
okay.
I know you're busy in a meeting right now, so let's try to talk to you in like 1 hour. Are you free after 1 hour?
Today?
Today, tomorrow, whenever.
Yeah, why don't you try me tomorrow or maybe the first of next week?
For sure. No worries about that, James.
Sounds good. Thank you, my friend. Take care, okay?
Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Best of luck for the meeting.
And hey. All right, in the meantime, are they gonna provide more writing?
Exactly, sir. Why not?
Wonderful. So when will the next email come with the next
Just share the feedback you told me. I will get in touch with my subordinate, David, your project manager, and in like the next 6 to 7 days, you will receive another draft, okay?
Great. Thanks so much, my friend.
No worries, my friend. Have a lovely day ahead. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.